My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, two things I didn't know. One, I didn't know there was a seeker right down the street from my alma mater of Winston-Salem State University. Now, if you're not familiar with Seeker, it's the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Arts. Two, I didn't know how people get paid off art.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't need.
So I had a conversation with Lakia Shepherd. She's a contemporary artist, and she's trailblazing in the art industry. She's selling her art to consumers. She's got her art showcased in galleries, and I thought it was super cool. Growing up, art was all I did. I loved drawing. When I graduated high school, I had a full ride to the Art Academy in Cincinnati. I got Scholastic Gold Keys for art. My art will be showcased in different spaces all around the city. These are facts. But once I got to college, I turned those paintbrushes and stencils and pencils into a microphone. And I turned my visual arts into more of a performative arts. But I got a chance to ask Lakia, like, what would you say is your inspiration?
B-Dot, I find inspiration in all aspects of Black culture. Our life journeys are so pivotal and so multifaceted, and it is important for those stories to be told in a holistic and sometimes not so comfortable way.
Now, one of the cool things that Lakia Shepherd does are these slave masks. And they're 3D, right? You can see the pain and the struggle in these slave masks. I wanted to know where they've been featured and if she had a favorite piece.
My favorite mask from He Loves Me Not is fully embellished with real pearls and handmade ceramic Barbie doll arms and legs. This piece is actually on display right now at Sika in Winston-Salem until March 10th.
I remember growing up in the summers, we would go to the STEM camps. I wanted to ask Lakia, did she have any experiences with STEM?
My parents were very active in getting me and my sisters in STEM programs. But me as an artist, I was reluctant until we made an agreement. I decided that I will take on a STEM program if my parents would let me go to the Sawtooth Center downtown Winston-Salem. So that particular summer, I decided to do both programs, which was the best thing that I could have done for myself as a child.
Now, when I first graduated from high school, when I didn't go to college, my stepdad at the time, his name is Terry Kroon, and he was a graphic designer. So I worked for him, and I would design portfolios and brochures and menus and business cards. I just knew that one day I was going to be a very famous graphic designer. So I wanted to ask Lakia, like, in 10 years, where does she see her artwork?
In 10 years from now, I see my artwork being experienced by children all across the world. I see my work being in history books, and more importantly, I see my work being a part of true African culture. I have a dream of working and partnering with the craftsmen of the Cameroonian culture, and in 10 years, I plan to make that a reality.
I remember sitting in the passenger side of that beige 1988 Chevy Malibu with my stepdad, Terry, driving around the 336 trying to get people to hire us to be graphic designers for their businesses. Basically just trying to feed our family. That's the financial plight of the artist. So I wanted to ask Lakia, is that still the case for Black artists today?
Not only are we able to take the traditional route by going through galleries and museums and being represented by larger organizations, but we're also able to be responsible for ourselves. Social media has played a major role in the creativity and the freedom that artists have today. Black artists are able to take control of what the audience sees, how much they see, and how they are overall expressing themselves.
Well, Lakia, I appreciate your time very much, and I appreciate you for being a Black woman that is a trailblazer and trailblazing in this artist thing. You dig what I'm saying? Because I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.